Israel said, well, I want prosperity too. Then some of them were beginning to lean towards sacrificing their children to this idol worship god of Molech. And God made a statement to Moses, and he made a statement to the children of Israel, and he makes a statement to us today. He says, I am the God who makes you holy. I am. Everybody say, I am. Jehovah. He is the God who makes us holy. There's nothing we can do to make ourselves holy. Nothing we can do to make ourselves holy. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, we go on diets to make ourselves slimmer. How many people's diets are already faded out by end of January here? How many joined a gym and you've only been three times so far? Hello, hey. The things that we do in the carnal nature fade away. We have good intentions, we have good purpose, we have good heart in it. We're not bad people, we really want those things, but we can't last in those things. God knew that about the children of Israel, knows that about me and you. We can't keep the law. We're not perfect. God said to Moses, he said, I am Jehovah. I am the God who makes you holy. And his name was a name of God that we see in Leviticus and also in Exodus chapter 30, 31. We see the name of God is displayed to us as Jehovah Mekadesh, the God who makes us holy, the God who separates us. For we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation who has been called out of the darkness, who has been set apart from this world. You see, there's nothing that this world can give me that I need apart from Jesus Christ. In my relationship with God, the holiness that he attains for me through his righteousness, I can only get it through him. The world cannot give it to me. And listen to me, child of God, the world can't take it away from you. The world cannot take it away from you. The only person that can take your relationship with God away from you is you, by the deception of the evil one, by our enemy of our soul. But as 1 John tells us, if we are in the light, then there is no darkness. We are children of the light. Look at your neighbor, say, you're in the light. And remind them one more time, it is God who makes you holy. It is God who makes you righteous. I just preached my whole sermon. I'm going to preach a little bit more of that next week because there's a lot I want to break down in that. I'm going to give you some practical things that will help you to understand how you can attain. I know holiness is a big reach, man. It's a big reach. There's nobody perfect. Holiness, being perfect or being holy, there is no way you can attain holiness without Jesus Christ. Because his blood, everybody say his blood, his sacrifice. He is the Lamb, the spotless Lamb who redeems us, who saves us, who forgives us of our sins, who washes us of all unrighteousness. And he says, Paul says for us, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So we're made righteous. I get, man, that just hits me like, wow. We are made righteous. We are made holy. Think about that for a minute. How in the world can I be made holy? How in the world can I be in right standing with a holy God to where the psalmist says holiness adorns your house for endless days? It says that majesty and splendor are before you. Think about it. Strength and beauty are in your sanctuary. And it says, how can we get to a place where we approach that kind of God? Well, I don't know about you, but I love that my God loves me so much that he says, if you are the only one, I would send my son to die for you. Because I sent him, I brought myself, Emmanuel, God with us, so that you might be made righteous in me. It's in the Word of God. I'm not making this up, Mike. It's right here. He is Jehovah Mekadesh. Everybody say that with me. Jehovah Mekadesh. I am the God who makes you holy. It just comes out sometimes. I'm Pentecostal. It just happens. I thank God for my spiritual prayer language. And I pray that you seek the Holy Spirit, that you seek God, that you want all. How many wants all that God has for you? We've been in a time of prayer and worship and consecration. And I've loved this time in January. I told our staff and our leadership team, I said, we're just going to keep it on the down low through January, and we're going to have prayer. We're going to focus. How many have enjoyed our prayer times together? I trust that many of you joined us in our time of fasting and prayer during our 10 days Daniel fast. We're going to continue to move through that. You know, we had the joy of spending a couple days with our grandson, Finley. You guys talk about Finley because he's our only grandson so far. We're going to have more. How many grandparents in the house? You understand what I'm talking about? And Finley, he's just three, but he's learned to ride his bicycle without training wheels. He's a big boy now. He's pretty cool. And so he's got this bike. He's a little bit wobbly, but he's riding without training wheels. And so I had him the other day, and I said, hey, come here. Let me see your bike for a minute. And I took some cardboard. I took a couple of those twist ties and I cut a couple holes in it and I put it on the back spokes on the back wheel and I zipped it. I said, we're going to make this thing into a motorcycle. Because he's got some older boys in his neighborhood that ride these little motorcycles, these little dirt bikes, and he wants to ride on them with them because he likes the sound of them. He says, his bicycle doesn't go fast enough. It doesn't make enough noise. It's not loud enough. And so I put that cardboard on there. And he started riding that, and I said, now you got a motorcycle. Man, he lit up like a Christmas tree. He was so happy about that thing. And he just rode that thing all day long wanting to hear that motorcycle sound. He loved that. And I thought about that this morning as we were preparing to come to enter into this place of worship. And I thought, we're kind of like that with God. It's the same bicycle, it's the same ride. But there's a place when we consecrate ourselves in Him, is a place when we get in with God, we get close to God, we get intimate with God, and He's like, He revs it up. He puts that cardboard and that spoke in our hearts, and we begin to hear the God. We begin to hear the whisper of the Lord. We begin to see the needs of others around us, and there's a holy hush that comes a part of who we are. How many are with me this morning? You know what I'm talking about. The infilling of the Holy Spirit will energize you. It will fill your life. It will bring you to a place of spiritual depth that you've never known before. Hunger and thirst for God. And then when you ride this journey of life, you'll hear the rushing wind of the Holy Spirit in your heart and your life. That's what he got from God. God declared that in Leviticus 20, at the last part of that, He says, consecrate yourselves. I'm going to read it for you in verse 7 of chapter 20. He says, consecrate. Everybody say consecrate. Consecrate yourselves and be holy. Everybody say be holy. Again, how do we be holy? Well, God's making a way for us. Because I am the Lord your God. Keep my decrees and follow them. I am the Lord who makes you holy. I am Jehovah Makadesh. I am the I am. I am holy and I will make you holy. I am holy and I will make you holy. I am clean and I will make you clean. I am the salvation that you need and I will save you. I am the future that you need. I am the past that you need. I am the present that you need. I am Jehovah Makadesh. I am the God who makes you holy. It's a close relative to Jehovah Tsidkenu, another Hebrew name of God. Tsidkenu meaning I am righteousness. I am the God who makes you righteous. Aren't you thankful? Through the blood of Jesus, He makes us righteous. So close relative to that is Jehovah Tsidkenu, but also Jehovah Makadesh. I am the God who makes you holy. One more time, look at your neighbor and say, He is the God, go ahead and tell him, who makes us holy. So Frank, we're not perfect, but God makes us holy through His Son, Jesus Christ. Isn't that beautiful, guys? Hallelujah. I want you, if you would, and we're going to have, Annette's going to come and prepare to sing in just a second, but there's also a word in Psalms that talks about just taking a pause And it's the word Selah. Everybody say Selah. Selah, it's the word Selah. And when you see the word Selah, it's like when a songwriter, because when you read Psalms, it's songs is what it is. It's a book of songs, you guys know that. But when you see that word Selah, it's like this kind of pause and kind of go, let me ponder that for a minute. Let me think on that for a minute. So what I want you to do right now, I want you to think about this name, Jehovah Tsidkenu, and Makadesh. And I want you to, if you will, this week, just maybe read through that again, Leviticus 20. Go to Galatians 5, if you will. We're going to be looking at that one as well, where God's dealing with impurity and unrighteousness and unholiness. You know, us having one foot in the world and one foot in the church. We can't live that way, guys. The church will not be powerful and effective for God if we are living in the world. We've got to be committed people for God to use His church in the last days. And I believe God wants to use His church in these last days. Y'all believe that this morning? That God wants to use this church. He wants to use you to reach this community. We can't do it by ourselves. Tim, we can't do it by ourselves. We got to have the Holy Spirit of God. Miss Shirley, we got to have the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. We got to have the Holy Spirit of God. He says, I can make you holy. I can give you the power that you need. It's me through you. Hallelujah. So I want us to take a Selah moment. I want us to just ponder this for a minute. And as we do, we're going to prepare our hearts for communion. You guys have your communion elements this morning. Balcony, everybody have your communion elements. If you need any, just raise your hand. We'll get them to you on the main floor in the balcony. We've got plenty of elements if anybody needs any up here, down here. But what I want us to do, I want you to hold your elements in your hand. If you're home watching online, thank you for being with us. Grab some juice and some crackers, whatever you can find, and take communion with us, if you would. Just prepare your heart. So Annette's going to come. And as she's singing, I want you to pause, Selah, and I want you to think about what is shared about Jehovah Makadesh and where you're at with that. Because David said, Lord, I want you to search me and know me. And if there's anything in my heart, in my life that's not pleasing to you, I want you to rid me of that. You know, and as a pastor of this church, it's a great responsibility to be a pastor. Amen, Pastor Bernie. It's a great responsibility, right? And God has this position in this season and this time to be your pastors. And I covet your prayers. But I am so strong in my spirit, feeling and sensing that God is wanting to pour out on us a blessing that we cannot contain. He's wanting to pour His Spirit in us and through us to this community of Rock Hill, South Carolina. But He will not allow sin in the house. He will not allow discord in the house. He will not allow disunity in the house, or He will not be able to use us. So we are stewards. We are watchtower workers, if you will. This is our post. This is our hour. This church has been in existence for many years, but God wants to use us. And so I'm saying, Lord, if there's anything impure in my heart and in my mind, rid me of it, God, and be my Lord, be my Savior, Lord. I want to be used of you. I want you to use this church in a mighty way. Would y'all pray that with me today as Annette comes and sings? I want us to have that Selah moment and just posture ourselves before the Lord right now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
A lot about what to sing today, and this song keeps coming back to my heart, or it kept coming back to my heart during the week.